We're in Siman Lamed Beis in Hilchas Tefillin, the halachas of writing the Tefillin. Actually, at this point, we're dealing with correcting mistakes in Tefillin. We're up to Sif Chaf Hei, and we'll be doing Sif Chaf Hei today. Kol ol shehiksuva shelo ketikuna. Any letter that is written incorrectly, ve'en tsurasa oleho, to the point that its form is not there. There is a lack of tsura. Kagon, noga regel ha'alef begag ha'alef, where the leg of the aleph touched the top of the aleph, o pnei ha'alef bifnim begag shetachteha, or the yud on the right side of the aleph is touching the middle of the aleph, and it is really the center of that yud that is touching. O shal yoregel ahei yoregel akuf nogim, or the foot of the hay or of the kuf are touching the roof of the hay or the kuf. That's one set of halachas. Or a letter was never really completed. You have two halves of a letter there. Kagom, tzadi, shekosov yud nun. You wrote a nun, a bit of a slanty nun, and a yud next to it. You meant to write a tzadi, but the two halves of the tzadi never really touched. O shin, shekosva ayin yud. You wrote a shin, but the way you did it was that the rightmost yud was not connected to it, or the leftmost yud, where it was not connected to it. O ches shnei zayinin, or you wrote two zayins for a ches and forgot the top to connect the top. Va'acher shekosav lefonov, and after you completed writing, lefonov here means afterwards. After you finished writing, after you wrote more, after this letter, chazer v'tiknam hevishalo kesidron upsulin. If you repair them after you've written letters afterwards, that is considered shalo kesidron. So now let us understand just what we are dealing with. There are several different situations. We saw the Mishnah Berurah even gave a hakdama to this. He gave an introduction. The rule is as follows. Let us say that you've got a letter. Let us say that you have a letter where part of it is supposed to be disconnected from it. For example, the yud on top and the leg of the aleph are only supposed to be touching at one point the stem of the aleph on top and the leftmost part of the bottom of the yud. So in both of those cases, if the middle of it touches the letter itself, the halacha is it is lacking in the tzura of it. In order to repair that letter, we learned before, it is insufficient to simply disconnect the parts that are touching. You would have to completely erase either the topmost yud of the aleph or the leg of the aleph, either one of them. In fact, we even had the Magen Avraham saying that if you wrote the yud in a way that it was touching the center of it, you would have to erase the entire aleph because it was written bipsul. So that in order to disconnect the part that is touching, you're going to have to remove from this aleph its entire tzuras aleph. See, this is what the Mechaber means. If you're dealing with a letter where in order to repair something that is touching where it shouldn't, you're going to have to go and scrape off an essential part of that letter, then if you wrote other letters afterwards, this will be shelo kesidron. Because when you do scratch off that upper yud of the aleph does not have its tzura at all. This is not just an aleph that is pasul. This is not an aleph altogether. By later redoing the yud, you are writing the letter. You are not just making the letter kosher. You are writing the letter. Since you wrote letters afterwards, this is shelo kesidron. Now the second situation was where there are letters that are supposed to, parts of the letter that are supposed to be attached to it, and you didn't attach them. See, here the Mechaber said that it is kosher. There the Mechaber said that we have the same problem, that it is pasul, and if you complete the letter, it is shelo kesidron. The question is, what exactly is he talking about in light of what he's about to tell us? So let's see. And he says, first of all, if you had kosher letters and you just have to separate the letters because they are not mukav gvil, because there's a little corner that is touching, that is fine. You can do that. We saw this before, that the halachi is that if the tsuris of the letters, the forms of the letters are fine, the only problem is they are lacking in halacha because of the rule of hekev gvil, to make it mukav gvil is not considered writing it, and it will not ruin the order. V'hu adin, shimlo hayu miktsas yudin shala alfin vashinin v'aynin v'ragli atovin nogim agufa os. Similarly, and listen to this case, where some of the yuds or a regel, a bottom part of a letter, were not connected to the letter itself where they were supposed to. Vitinok dolo chochim velo tipish makiram, and a child, we already said this meant a child who recognizes letters but not words, he will be able to tell you it's the proper letter. So for example, the yudin of the shin are not exactly touching the shin itself. There's a little gap somewhere. But the kid recognizes that they are to be read together. Sha'af al pisha kosav lifneim yochol lachzor or letaknam. Even though you've already written more words, you can repair them. The cave on the tsuris ha'os hoysa nikeres leka mishum kosvan shalo kesidram. Because the essential tsura was still there, that is not called shalo kesidram. Now, one second. Isn't that precisely what he was talking about before, where he said that you wrote a shin as ayin yud? The leftmost yud did not touch the shin. And he told us that that was puzzle. And he made no conditions about a child reading it. So the halachas as follows. If you put the maskana of the Mishnah Berurah with the bir halachas together, we get the following rule. The rule is that if the parts of the letter are so far apart, what you did was you actually wrote an ayin, and then you wrote a yud right afterwards. You know you meant to write a shin, but it looks like ayin yud. From a distance, some say an amma, some say four ammas. From a distance, you clearly read this as two letters. You do not see this as a shin. You clearly see that they're not touching. The rule is that if you clearly see from an amma or four away that they're not touching, calling a child to read this letter is not going to help you. The fact that you got a creative child will not be machshir this letter. Whereas, what if they're closer than that? Where from afar, you can barely see that they're not touching. You've got to look carefully, and when you look carefully, you see they're not touching. So like this, if it's a judgment call, ask a child. If they're so close that it's obvious they're going to be read together, then the halacha is you don't even have to bother calling in a child, and what you can do is just fix it. And this is not called shaloka sidron. So where they're obviously apart, calling a child will not help you. Where they're not so obviously apart, a child will help you. You'll have to repair it, but there will not be a problem in shaloka sidron. If it is obvious that they are to be read together, you don't even have to bother with a child, and you can repair it. If you did nevertheless call a child, and he did not read it properly, then it will be puzzle. One other case, where all you've got is a hairline split, where you cannot really tell unless the sun shines directly on it, the halachi is, it is kosher, even without asking a child altogether, you don't even have to bother repairing it. In a case where it is a hairline split so much so that you cannot notice it even from up close without strong lighting, the halachi is it needs no repair whatsoever, that os is kosher, and it is not a lack of kesidron.